This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I miss the bar where the Beach Boys would go. Dennis's last stop before Kokomo. Those nights were on fire, we couldn't get higher. We didn't know that we had it all, but nobody wanted to.
Welcome back to InfoWars. My name is Jennifer Fleck. I was a guest on Alex's show this afternoon, and he invited me to come back and speak for about 5 more minutes about what voters can do in Texas in order to get election integrity and work on election integrity. As I've said earlier, just because Texas is not a swing state does not mean that our elections are not being stolen. And so I know that stolen might sound like a radicalized word, but I have experienced it myself. I've looked at audit logs. I've been there in person. I know that it's happening. And so trust me when I say that we are experiencing election fraud. And it's not just happening in Travis County. It's happening in Hayes County. It's happening in Williamson County, in Dallas County, in Harris County, and in Bexar County. And I have people from even the smaller counties, Port Aransas County and Gillespie County, who reach out to me and say they showed up to vote and they were told they had already voted. Or they showed up to vote and the candidates that were supposed to be on their ballot weren't on their ballot. They had the wrong ballot style. That's happening in Williamson County. And those things do affect races. And so we have to do something about it. We cannot wait until we've lost our state. We have to do something about it now. We have to be proactive and we have to be patriots. That's what we need to be. Patriots, Texans, fighters, people who are willing to sacrifice for liberty, justice, and truth. So things that we can all do. So I would recommend that you reach out to Colonel Alan West. He's the Texas Republican Party chair. He has a platform in which he can influence our legislature, hopefully to conduct an in-person hearing so that we can go and testify as to the fraud that's happening in our counties, that we can make those things known, that we can dispel any myths or agendas or narratives that wants us to believe that this isn't happening, that we have a conservative government in Texas. We do not. We do not have a conservative government in Texas. We have a lazy government in Texas. And although it's Republican, majority Republican, it's lazy, it's complicit, possibly, and it's complacent. They don't do what they need to do to protect our votes and to protect our elections. And we deserve better. The American people, the citizens and the voters in this state and in this country deserve better. We deserve to have our votes counted. Remember the saying, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. And so those people need to be held accountable to the law. So we have great election law in Texas. It could be stronger, but it's not terrible if you read it. However, it's not followed. Many of the county officials across the state just don't follow Texas law. And the only person with jurisdiction to persecute or to prosecute those crimes is our AG. And so AG Paxton needs to step up. He needs to step up. He needs to investigate these crimes that are being alleged. And he needs to do something about it. Remove these people. In Travis County, obstructing poll watchers, which didn't just happen in Travis County, it also happened in Harris County, is a Class A misdemeanor. You can go to jail for 1 year for obstructing poll watchers. That needs to happen. Because you know what? When it happens once, when one Travis County official goes to jail for a year or more, then guess what? It puts the fear into other officials across the state. And hopefully, prayerfully, they stop breaking the law. They stop cheating the voters. And we can get our state back. I ask every day I say, Lord, what do we need to do to get our state back? What do we need to do? What do we need to do to make people do their job? They're not doing their job. And there's only a few people that can do that have jurisdiction over election crimes, and that's our AG. So I encourage people to reach out to the AG, reach out to your legislators, ask for an in-person hearing, reach out to the Republican Party of Texas, ask them to weigh in, reach out to your county chair, ask them to publicly and loudly demand that your votes count. Thank you.
Promo code Patriot. Promo code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week in the first week of December 2020 will get you an additional 10% off on the already giant savings store-wide of 30 to 60% off with free shipping. Now, this is undoubtedly the biggest sales of the year. It's been a year full of sales because the country's in an emergency. The economy's breaking down. But I want you to get your Ultimate Fish Oil, your Ultimate Turmeric Body Formula, your DNA Force Plus, your X2, your X3, your Ultra 12. I want you to get back in stock. Everything sold out for a year with the COVID shutdown. We couldn't get it. Alpha Power. It's all there discounted. And with promo code PATRIOT at checkout, you get an additional 10% off with the free shipping and everything else. Take advantage of it now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code Patriot at checkout. That's promo code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The SEC documents shining a blinding light on the architects of the 2020 election fraud are available for anyone to see, but the mainstream media won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. It would be career suicide.
Conspiracy theories have exploded online during the pandemic and in the days leading up to the election. Researchers say voters are being bombarded with false narratives intended to cause fear and disorder.
Election interference and targeted disinformation campaigns on voter fraud are a real threat in the upcoming U.S. election.
Voter fraud is extremely rare in the United States. That's what all the experts say. That's what all the historical studies show.
Barr encouraged federal prosecutors to pursue what he called substantial allegations of voter fraud, even though there was no evidence of such in this election.
You know, voter fraud is a lot like Al Capone's vault. Lots of hype, but not much, you know, actually in there.
And everyone knows Congress is a useless theatrical husk of its former founding father idealistic self. Those documents detail a $400 million acquisition of the Dominion Software Company by the communist Chinese via the Swiss company UBS through a U.S. private equity group known as Staples Street Capital, which ultimately leads to the nefarious multinational Carlyle Group. The Carlyle Group personifies Eisenhower's ominous warning.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
The Carlyle Group was founded in 1987 at the Carlyle Hotel in New York City by Bill Conway, Daniel D'Aniello, and David Rubenstein. The Carlyle Group operates out of the District of Corruption in our nation's capital with 31 offices on six continents, occupying a unique reality at the highest levels in what is known as the Iron Triangle, a world dominated by politics, industry, and the military.
A group of a business built around defense and military that becomes so large and so powerful that it's actually able to influence the politics of war.
In my direction, elements of the 82nd Airborne Division, as well as key units of the United United States Air Force are arriving today to take up defensive positions in Saudi Arabia.
The Carlyle Group pioneered the shadowy world of conflict of interest disguised as nepotism as a means to broker deals with foreign interests.
I have said that it's the worst kind of conflict of interest, particularly when your son is the president of the United States. So while Junior is talking to heads of state about war and other weighty matters, Papa is talking to them or having conversations with them about Carlyle. And it's just, I find it disgusting.
Setting the precedent for the nepotistic activity of the Biden crime family.
Hunter Biden, your son, was getting paid a lot of money to serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges. You were the vice president running point on Ukraine. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board, and that was it.
Of course, it was the Carlyle Group that sat with the Bin Laden family members as 9/11 was underway.
I talked to someone who was at the meeting, and they told me that the whole crew of Carlyle, including Frank Carlucci and James Baker and David Rubenstein, along with Shafiq Bin Laden, who was a representative of the Bin Laden family and their fortunes, were all in the same room together watching the events of September 11th take place.
It was the Carlyle Group that bought a majority stake in the world's most profitable spy organization, Booz Allen Hamilton, home of the prison breach by Patriot Edward Snowden. And it was the Carlyle Group that meddled in the election of Cynthia McKinney, who had brought their corruption to light.
The Crusader missile was manufactured by United Defense Industries, and that company was owned by the Carlyle Group. So when the time came for us to vote, our committee, to vote on the defense authorization bill, I voted no. Then a very strange thing happened in my election. I'm a Democrat. What the Republicans did was the Republicans went out and got a black woman who was a Republican to run as a Democrat in my Democratic primary. And then 47,000 Republicans crossed over and voted in my Democratic primary.
The Carlyle Group is fast approaching Goliath status as a leading defense contractor, as well as long having spread their tentacles with billions invested in China. In 2010, two former managers from the Carlyle Group created Staple Street Capital. As of July of 2018, the fraud-spewing Dominion voting machines were under total control of Staple Street Capital. Those managers' names are clearly on the documents of the $400 million transaction between the Communist Chinese government and UBS Securities, a Swiss investment bank which owns just 24.99% of UBS Securities. The remaining 75% of UBS Securities is owned by the Chinese government, as reported by the National Pulse. Just how deeply embedded is the Carlyle Group? Barack Obama rewarded former Carlyle Group Managing Director William Kennard with an ambassadorship to the European Union. Kennard is currently a member of the Operating Executive Board of Staple Street Capital. The Carlyle Group and their private equity cohorts showered millions on Chinese puppet Joe Biden's basement campaign. Recently, over 160 New York executives wrote a letter to push the transition of the presidency. In the letter, they demanded that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, as president-elect and vice-president-elect, which legally they aren't, take power for the national interest and respect for the integrity of our democratic process. It should be abundantly clear by now that we no longer live in a republic held accountable by a democratic process. We live in a full-blown corporatocracy, hell-bent on a hostile takeover of our God-given rights. John Baum reporting.
Unreal. You know, thinking about all this, thinking about what we just heard in that going into this segment, you know, the groups that control so much of what's going on in the world, there's a alphabet soup of them, actually. But when you really think about it, at the very top, there's just a handful. And, you know, this week I had, like every week, I have a lot of pretty interesting conversations. And I make it a point to reach out to people that I know that are really brilliant. And some of them reach back. Sometimes I never hear from them for long periods of time. But that's okay. When we do, it's really high quality conversation, you know, and it goes a little bit of time. And this week I spoke to people on the West Coast that are in touch with people all over the world. I talked to people in Moscow, Belgium, Asia, literally around the world. And in these conversations, everyone is seeing similar things play out, you know, in terms of trusting the mainstream. If you're getting any information there, you're too late. I mean, way too late, because it's the propaganda feed after the fact. And the military-industrial complex that was being alluded to in that last segment. This is, we're talking about money and power. We're talking about trillions. The information, communication, transportation industries, the defense industries, the pharmaceutical industries, the big ones that have billions and billions of consumers, and the governments with billions and billions of taxpayers, and the corporations riding for free through the world, and the nonprofits, their voices of goodness. Riding for free on the backs of every human being on the planet. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We're going to be right back right after these really, really important messages to keep this network going. Pay attention. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back, and thanks for being here. I always forget to mention my own website, earthpulse.com, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, earthpulse.com. Check it out. When you look at books or videos there, it clicks you straight into the InfoWars store, and that's where all of that stuff is. So it's just a link, but you can get right into my information, some of the things I have there. Also, you can look at the, sort of the back shows of what we've done here on the InfoWars. And, you know, InfoWars has been in this a very long time, now over a quarter of a century. And when I think about what's happened together, what we've all been able to do together, it's, you know, we're at 5 minutes to midnight, but we always knew it was coming. So here we are doing our thing individually and as a kind of loosely knit sort of organization, which is the best kind. It's called the human race, and we're in it whether we like it or not. And I laugh about it a lot because I look at all the divisiveness that's being thrown around, mainly by the mainstream media. You know, they keep hyping it all up to a point where it's like, what are we talking about here, you know? And my granddaughter, she's biracial. She's half black and half white. And I've been raising her with my former spouse since she was one. And let me tell you something about my conversations with her this week, because she's getting all this mainstream and all the people she associates with as a child, you know, because you mix with all kinds of folks and hear all kinds of things. And there's a lot of confusion in the world, you know, where the world is colorblind. For me, I am. I always have been. And that was my conversation with her is, hey, wait a minute. Why should we be emphasizing these things when we should be emphasizing the humanness of each of us, the humanity of each of us? What does that mean? You know, and I talk about it a lot on this show. What does that mean? You know, it's again, what are we doing here on this planet and what are we supposed to be doing? Alex is doing his bit. I do my bit. Everyone in the production team is doing their bit and every one of you is doing your bit. Hey, that's the magic formula. If there's such a thing, trying faith based on what we're trying to do individually, that's what it's called. When you actually stand up and do something, it's because you believe in it. Because you have faith in it. It's really that simple. It's not a complicated message. It never is. Those that make it a complicated message want you not to ever find the power in it. Because the power in the creation is really simplicity in a lot of ways. And then complexity that gets stacked up on it. And today, going into the show, I always kind of have one idea, and then it sort of morphs into another, and here we are again. And I was talking just before the break about all these conversations I've had and all these perspectives that I gained this week, and then I distill down against all the data that I go and get and do and all the other things I'm doing. And at the same time, I deal with all the kind of things you deal with. You know, I've got a big extended family that always there's something going on that's pretty big and dramatic, I can assure you. And I got to deal with that just like you deal with all that stuff every day. But we still do our thing, right? We still get through the noise of life and find our way through it and do the things that we can be highly productive in. And that is our calling, you see. And I want to talk about a little bit of that in the context of today's show, because this marks, and I didn't even think about it until I was making my notes a few moments before the show, is in 1980, 40 years ago, which in some people's syntax is a generation, 40 years. And I would say so. And in that 40 years, and I think I've mentioned before, I've been doing my next 20-year plan, you know, kind of looking forward. Where am I going? Where have I been? And in 1980, I was 21, and I hitchhiked out of Alaska to Dallas and started over again. For 3 years I was there. It was kind of my training, my education. If I ever had any teachers in my life that I would say were teachers, it was the one guy I knew there who was the pastor of the group I was involved in, and it was an Assemblies of God. And I know some of you aren't Christian, some of you are, and I respect all of you, and I hope you can respect me too, and whether we're different or alike in our beliefs. But here's what I did there for 3 years: is I prayed every day for wisdom because of the things I'd been through that caused me to have to hitchhike to Dallas and start over. Okay, so I wanted wisdom in my life at that stage. And what I didn't really realize, because I wasn't very wise, is when you ask for wisdom, the price of it's really high. And you're going to get a ration of it for a very long time, more than likely. And to get just a little bit of wisdom, because I think I have a little bit now, took a very long time. You know, I'm 62 now. I've just turned 62. And I think about this 40-year generation that I went through and where I'm going and where all of us are going together in this generation, the one we're living in, the one we're doing together. And we have the opportunity to shape it or be the recipients of it, depending on what we individually do and how that all kind of moves together. And I heard earlier Alex was saying, you know, sometimes we don't even see this stuff. You know, we go, why is this happening, God? You know, how did this mess happen with Biden and Harris? And what is going to be the result of that? And again, I would say, don't worry. Just make sure you're doing your bit, because it's all under control, I can assure you. The universe has it figured out. And we get to play in the drama of this living experience as creators, co-creators, creating the image and likeness of God, or as just people grabbed around by the emotional litter and drug through life, you know? That's our choice. That's the first choice we get to make is, hey, are we going to be drug around by all of this, or are we going to come back into ourselves, recognize what we are, begin to project a bit differently? So I want to talk about this experience. I hitchhiked down to Dallas. So I get to Dallas. An uncle of my wife at the time and an aunt have us together there, and we're making it. And I have two small children, under one's five and one's three. And, you know, this is a tough scene, you know, but I worked my way out of it over 3 years. I lived below the poverty level during those 3 years, and I got my own place within a few months and did all that and struggled like everybody else struggles. And then I returned to Alaska. And I want to mention again, you know, that journey when I returned to Alaska, you know, I came back and immediately fell into good employment, did all the things I needed to do because of family background and knowing people here and people knowing me and having the opportunity to do some things. So I started over here as well. and have been inordinately successful in my life, I would say, by the grace of God. But in all of this, what I'm trying to say is everyone's life has a measure of suffering in it. And in the suffering and in the trauma is where our greatest growth possibilities are. And that's really the theme of the show, because this country, this world is suffering now, and we are in the transformation. We are in the revolution within ourselves, within the planet, within our nation, within our communities, and we are the InfoWars, and you are the tip of the spear. So let's do it together.
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years we were under globalist control, and the traitors of both parties have sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations, and we're establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault, and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete the police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world, to bring us to our knees under the Great Reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important, and I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big stop that still sell that I've extended through the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points at 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. It's good to be here this Friday, just before noon in my part of the world, Anchorage, Alaska, and little afternoon in most of the places where we're being heard. You know, there's a lot of other people involved in supporting this network, including all the independent stations that run this program, and everyone appreciates that because it's another way to get the word out. But whatever you do, pass these on to link them up to your friends and colleagues. That's how this message spreads, because one person at a time, meeting people where they are. And, you know, that I go back to Dallas again and the teaching I received from Eric Hewlett, who was a pastor there. And, you know, when I think about all that, you know, God, the calling, you know, God's calling, you know, hello, answer the phone. But a lot of times we never even know it. You know, we just get, and this is again what I'm talking about. A lot of times, most of us get just sort of swept along in the wave, and we sort of go along with the program, and we're easily manipulated when we're doing that. We just sort of fall into our flesh, sort of go, and let the emotion drag us around. And that was where I was headed today in this conversation. And here's what I want to say about that. I want to talk about it both from a science perspective, as well as a sort of a little esoteric, a little mystical perhaps perspective, but I would call a deep perspective, a different perspective. So think about the body, and you think about the flesh, right? And you can also think about it as the temple, right? I mean, think about this for a moment, because I want to deal with this piece of it first. Okay, the body, the flesh, and what that means, and then this last thing, the temple. All right, now that's interesting. And again, I want to go back to this theme I touch on every once in a while, creating the image and likeness of God. Okay, now this is a temple. What does that mean? Well, the mathematics of it, there is mathematics in it. You know, there's sacred geometry in it, because life is created by formula, by design, right? A grand design, you know? And so there's some order in it, right? I mean, there's structure in it. A lot of times we don't ever see it. We don't know it because we're just not there, you know? Okay. But as our minds expand and our information, as we think about it, expands, the world's knowledge expands, we think we get a better focus on it. We do. We increase the resolution. I always use that word. You know, it gets better and better. The more we know, the more we can see. You know, that's kind of some bricks in the wall of wisdom, but not wisdom. Don't confuse it. Don't confuse it with knowledge. This is called a brick in the walls of wisdom. And those bricks are just bits of information. They don't mean anything on their own. They're just bits of information. They're the fact, the bricks. And then there's knowledge, which is how you link the bricks up. That comes from God. That comes from your connection to creation. That allows you to sort all that in the medium called the mind or the brain. Brain being the physical part, mind being the part we don't really get, you know, and the consciousness being that behind all of it that we're linked to. Okay, and then there's the one we think about, us, the one. You see that Carlyle group? They think about that a lot. They think about the flesh, they think about that. And they let the flesh and their intellect and their emotion, although they think they have very high intellect and emotion, they do. And they've learned how to mix this in the creative way and how to corrupt that creation. So they never really plug into the high voltage plug of God, but they get a cheap substitute that feels pretty good. You know, you could call it the orgasmic substitute of nonsense, because that's all it is. And they use sexual energy, so I don't use that just metaphorically. I use that realistically. One of the conversations I was in this week with a very, very credible guy. Now, a lot of conversations I have with my friends, I travel. See, I travel a lot. I show up. And then we have conversations. You know, taking a walk in the woods with no electronics so we can actually have one that's our own. So there's abbreviated conversations in the world right now because, you know, kind of hung up on the travel arrangements. But what he said was a couple people, don't want to identify too much, but I would say this, a couple of whores, real whores, for the CIA, credibly, doing the work of the CIA, which is, you know, the sexual extortion piece that Epstein also did with his crew, because it's about blackmail and extortion and all of this really dark, ugly stuff. And see, in this Democratic Republic where government is in our name and in our stead, holds the power of attorney, if you will, for us, for our value system, they're out there doing this dance. Okay? They're out there in our names doing these things. And we've read about them, including kidnapping and torture. We've all read about that, even in the New York Times. A lot of things have been done in the name of you and me and our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, the generations to come. There's been no accountability for it at all. We've allowed it. In fact, the military-industrial complex has created this illusion. So what are we in this equation? Are we just a bag of chemicals with a framework called the skeletal structure to hold it all together, layered up with a muscle system and a set of organs and a nervous system and a circulatory system? And then we are going to die in a 40, 80, 100 years, whatever it is. Clock will run out. That's it. Well, if you believe that, then you live in fear all the time because the body knows its clock will run out. And at some level, the mind knows this too. Consciousness knows better, but if you've turned it off too long, you don't hear it anyway, so you do get lost at work. So the route out is to look again. That's why I don't want to be critical of anyone's path, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. I just want you to do it. Just search, find answers, look for your answers in the sciences, in religion, in whatever you think you need to look, because if it's sincere and you really are asking the big questions in life, you'll find the answers in some form or way, but it may be traumatic. So ask for grace, for goodness sake. Even if you're not a believer, you better ask for it, because, boy, it makes the journey a little easier. The other part of this I want to talk about, the energetic side. Okay, now when I'm talking about this bag of chemicals and all this stuff, it reacts to things. You know, it's where the emotions grab you. It's where the emotions and thoughts come together and they grab you and start jerking you around. And people who know how to manipulate that by generating fear and anger and hostilities in the way that the mainstream has been doing that to divide us, to separate us, to take away from us, to the point of even putting us all under house arrest under the COVID-19 veil of truth. Veil, I say real loudly, of truth. Because it hides behind the truth. It keeps you from having the truth. It keeps you from experiencing humanity that you are, that you were created to be, interacting with people, human beings like we're supposed to. One-on-one, one person at a time. Right? That's how it goes. So when I think about this, I think about and I'm looking at some of my notes. Awareness was one of my notes. Awareness, what is that? And how does it relate to temple? And I was talking about the temple. And, you know, Da Vinci has a image with it, your hand stretched out, and it shows this ratio of our living physical form. And that ratio can be compared to a lot of other living organisms, from seashells, the spirals in them, to the sacred geometry of Solomon's temple, which is an archetype for the human body, if you look at that. And people have. So when you think of the Testament, the Old Testament, and there's the image on the screen, you know, this is these ratios about creation, these things that we are just reminders. And last week I was talking about the brain, and the brain is an absolute two-scale image of the entire universe, according to the latest science. Meaning, we are the hologram. We are a reflection of that creation. And even the minutest ways of giving us those hints so we can see that reality and embrace it. Because in embracing the truth, faith kicks in and then action happens. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, pricing fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions, equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and LLC, consumer access, number 330.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, the time just flies every Friday afternoon, and but I appreciate you sharing this time with me today. You know, and again, thinking about the conversations of the week and sort of where the week is and what all has happened. The election still unsettled in most of our minds, at least, I think, majority of the country. You know, all the propaganda, all the pushing around, again, it's meant deliberately to knock us off our balance, so we're not effective anymore. And they do it in all different ways. You know, they do it with litigation, as Alex was talking about in some of the last segments. You know, it ends up costing you millions of dollars. It's not the dollars. It's the distraction, you know, and that's part of the mission. You know, they got all the money in the world, literally, to throw at things, you know, and then you're distracted. And so we got to stay on the focus, and that's where we all got to hang in there together on this one and stay focused. So support the InfoWars. Go to the InfoWarsStore.com and do the things that are good for you and good for the network as well. You know, talking about creation, and I talk a lot about it. I talk about how I see awareness or consciousness or God, whichever label you want to try and stick on this concept of God. Because words are pretty limiting if you really get right down to it. How would you do that? And then I say often, you know, kind of think about, and we're highly critical of ourselves, and we are, and I think that's part of our meter that God builds in. You know, it's like, okay, are you doing it best you can? And all of us will say no, unless you're lying or you're a saint. And I haven't met very many saints. I don't think I've met any, actually. But what I do know is, as we mature, age, whatever, in this reality, we come into our remembrance to a certain extent. If life has given us enough opportunity, usually they're in the form of trauma. You know, people know my history. They know about that. And on a lot of levels. But here's what I know about that. I wouldn't trade any of it. Not one breath I've ever taken for another. No way. Yeah, I can see all my past train wrecks. I know all about them. But they made me who I am today, those experiences. I don't believe they were accidental either. I made choices, and then I had opportunities to learn. I either did or I didn't. I still do. It happens every day. It's happening right now, even in this moment, because that's what we get to do together. And I thought about this, you know, people's relationship to awareness, consciousness, God. You know, a lot of people have this relationship where they, you know, have this sort of I'm a vision of themselves, all right? And this I don't believe is God's vision, but they have a vision of themselves that they're just some dirt bag at the chemical bag of bones at the feet of God. And yeah, on one level, that's true, but that's not who we are, and that's not definitely not what we were created to be, but we can accept that reality if we want to and live that way. And a lot of people would like you to, but I don't believe that's correct. And this vision of God needing all of us to be sitting there, you know, bowing down and worshiping, although the idea is there, I understand, the respect, the deep depth of appreciation, gratitude, all those things that encompass that word, worship. Hey, I understand that. In a deep sense, I get that. But I think the reason I see a little differently is I think the creation, awareness, God wants us to be its friend. How about that one? A friend of God? Can you be that? Whoa. Now that's a deep relationship, isn't it? Friendship. One of my friends, who's a little out there, you know, in a lot of ways, but one little pearl of wisdom, he says, and I can embrace that, the highest form of love is friendship. Think about it. The highest form of love is friendship in one sense, in the world. Because I think the highest form of love is actually God. God expresses himself in that word. You know, in a lot of other ways too, but, you know, that's a pretty good gateway through it. And so when you think of that friendship based on that, you know, then you're helping. You want to help. You want to help your friend. And your friend wants to help you. And I think this is the preferred, not the, at a certain point in life as a parent, you know, you're getting it beat into you a little bit by life's traumas and you blame God, but it's not a blame to be given. It's a recognition to be accepted because whatever the life experience, however it disciplines us, you know, whether it was me hitchhiking to Dallas from Alaska, and I can tell you that was a journey. Someday I might talk about it more than I did today, but all of this stuff that we engage in, that we think is so wonderful on the one hand and great and wonderful, and then on the other hand so horrible and terrible and oh my goodness. What I would say counts for nothing in the bigger picture, and yet it matters immensely. All right, now how do you get there? Well, go outside tonight if it's a clear night and look at the universe, as much of it as you can perceive, and then ask yourself, how big are your problems? In the eyes of the creation, awareness of God. Probably not very big. I don't care who you are. Whether you're a CEO of a big company worrying about everything every day, or whether you're just a guy going to work, just a lady taking care of her kids and going to work, doing her thing. But all of us have tremendous power. Tremendous power. And so we got examples, okay? We got a really cool examples of people who had tremendous power, but they didn't abuse it. You know, think about this. What I always use this as a model, and thinking about the Carlyle group. See, when they walked their 40 years or their 40 days in the desert after their baptism in the Spirit, they were tempted. Remember that story after John the Baptist baptizes Christ? He walks in the desert. And there's a lesson in all this. 40 days to equate to one generation, which is where I started this program in my own walk. And then he's tempted for 40 days. You can have anything in the world. You can have all of it. No, you can have the whole thing. He already had the whole thing. He didn't need this guy to tell him anything. But the point is, most people in their 40 days in the desert make the wrong choice. And they choose things of this world and miss the point. You can have all that. You will. You already do. The point is, you got to choose. Okay, so here's the thing. If you choose wrong and then you fall into the flesh and you're going to go through a bunch of things, maybe you'll come out of it because, for God's sake, awareness, God wants you to. But here's what I'm saying about all that is, again, the things we face and the way we face them and then how we relate to the universe and how we relate to what we are determines our own filter up. All right? And I've said this before, too. Don't believe what I'm saying. Figure it out on your own, for sure. Because you need to know. You need to know. Not parrot, not repeat, not memorize. You need to know certain things in order to grow into who you are and who's possible. And then you have inner power that you have the power to project out, and you quit putting yourself down. You quit telling yourself how horrible you are because you see every blemish, because every living soul always sees every blemish. But to ridicule the creation, the highest creation, if you believe that, is the human soul and the human being, and to be so critical, that's blasphemy against the creation. I'll say it again, it's blasphemy against creation when you carry it too far against yourself. It's a calling. It's a remembrance. It's a way to move you when you see something that needs to change. Make an effort. Do the best you can. The best you can. And that's an act of faith when you do that. And you fall down a lot on the way, I'm sure. Everybody does. But dust it off. If you're still standing, then the game ain't over and you're not done. Do it. Do life. Budget your life. Budget the breath of life. Every breath you take, budget that and then figure out how much money you need to make it happen. That's what Alex has been doing. That's what I've been doing. And then everything comes into play and we all get to participate. But do something that changes the outcome for you first. So you have the inner power collected back and you have something to give to others, and then start doing it. Meet people one at a time in your own transition, in your own transformation, because that's what it's about right now. It's about shaking off the dust of this last 40 years and recreating the next 40, the next generation, making sure that we're the gatekeepers of that generation and the set of values that created a country, that created an idea, that's held in the hearts of millions, billions, I believe, who believe that freedom starts with the sovereign soul. Freedom to explore, freedom to search, freedom to know, and then freedom to act in a responsible way. This is Nick Begich. You're part of the InfoWars. Be part of that war. We'll be right back with the next segment of this program.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.